Agencies are getting thousands and thousands of comments with ideas to make the government more efficient and effective. The Office of Management and Budget is forwarding batches of comments from the public. Now, don't roll your eyes. Agencies themselves are also collecting comments from their own employees. But now comes the fun part, sorting through it all. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The first couple messages from the Trump administration on its plan to reorganize government and restructure the federal workforce certainly caught the fear of some federal employees. The plan was, after all, compared to draining the swamp. But agency career leaders say they're trying to instill a different message in the federal workforce. And the message is this: government reorganization is an opportunity to find new ways to better meet their missions and help the public, not about cutting personnel. At least that's the message that the Agriculture, Commerce, Homeland Security, and Justice Departments say they're telling their employees. Don Bice is the Associate Director of USDA's Office of Budget and Program Analysis.
I think what we've talked about with the secretary and with the people around the secretary is to not make the discussions we're having on reform about cutting offices or people. It's more about how are we serving the customer? Are we serving them in the right way? Are we in the right locations? Are we meeting the needs out there? Most of our discussions have been about how can we make sure that the customers are served in a better way? And I'd include employees in that equation.
Agency leaders say they didn't see the government reform initiative as an imperative. Instead, they see it as an opportunity, especially under tight budget constraints. Michael Stowe is the director of the Program Analysis and Evaluation Division within DHS's Office of the Chief Financial Officer.
We do recognize that we have to make some tough choices because we, you know, the priorities for hardening the border, immigration enforcement, all of the other activities which we have to undertake, we have to balance risk across the entire enterprise. And so it's incumbent upon us as we look at each of the areas, as we've gone through this for the issue areas, to figure out if there are areas where we can have complementary efforts that actually will allow us to use our resources more effectively.
These four agencies testified before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee on Regulatory Affairs and Federal Management about their plans to meet OMB's deadline. They have until June 30th to send OMB draft agency reform plans. All four of these agencies say they'll meet that deadline. And they all seemed happy with OMB's role so far in the process. The Trump administration got more than 100,000 comments from the public on ways to make government more efficient and responsive. Commerce got more than 5,000 comments from OMB's web portal. Ellen Herbst is the Chief Financial Officer and Assistant Secretary for Administration at the department. She says her team is using some of Commerce's data analytics tools to organize those comments.
What we are doing is deduplicating comments that are, you know, repeated and getting down to a manageable number that is then being evaluated in my office first for whether it's a specific bureau that needs to look at it and respond or whether it's a more general department-wide comment. So it has worked. OMB has made the comments available, and they expect us to follow up on all of them. They've made that expectation clear.
Commerce's Management Council is meeting and soliciting comments from each of the department's operating units. And Herbst says that Commerce is also meeting with its Labor Management Forum. She says the department agreed to brief the forum on its planning efforts and will collectively work through the comments and later recommendations with labor leaders. Justice got more than 6,700 comments from the public. It's reviewing them now and picking ideas to add to a big inventory of the best suggestions. Lee Loftus is the Assistant Attorney General for Administration at the Justice Department. DHS, meanwhile, put together a questionnaire to solicit feedback and posted it to the department's intranet. It got more than 2,400 comments from employees. DHS Deputy Secretary Elaine Duke has been on a listening tour to hear from frontline employees and managers at each component. DHS also got more than 55,000 comments from the public. It has a team that reviews all suggestions on a daily basis. DHS came up with a list of 45 issues or themes that it'll consider as it writes the draft reform plan. The subcommittee was pleased that agencies had gotten feedback from their employees, but the numbers seem small, especially given the overall size of the federal workforce. Senator Heidi Heitkamp is the ranking member of the subcommittee.
One of the concerns that I have is this may seem like a big number, But I think some of them have just thrown up their hands and say it will never change anyway. And how do we combat that? You know, here we go again, another, you know, attempt to try and make us happy. Nothing ever changes, so we're not going to participate.
She's also worried about the message workforce restructuring sends to federal employees, especially since almost a third are eligible to retire in the coming years.
This exercise has to be done not as solely as an exercise of efficiency. It has to be done as an exercise in reaffirmation of the mission and the goals. Because when people feel the or know the mission, know the goals, know how critical they are to the public, because as we all know, they may think they serve a president. We may think they serve a president. We may think our staff serves us. We may look at this and say it's all about who's at the top, who's the secretary, who's the president, who's the senator. At the end of the line, most really good quality federal employees that I know who the boss is. And that's the taxpayers of this country. And so we have to, I hope in your analysis, what you're thinking about is how you reaffirm how your mission will be established and how your mission will be advanced in light of these efficiencies. Because if you demoralize, if you devalue your workforce, they'll vote with their feet.
OMB also got praise from some agency leaders. Here's Herbst.
They have been incredibly supportive in this effort. And I think the message, at least, that we've received over and over again is it's on us, because we know our missions, to propose things that are mission-specific and support the mission. There has been no across-the-board edict or anything like that. And in addition, OMB and OPM have met with us multiple times to help answer questions on the guidance, to ask if they can do anything to help. So I think that spirit you're talking about is also flowing from OMB to the agencies.
Heitkamp says the subcommittee is going to continue to look at the reorganization and agencies' reform plans.
We're going to come back to you and say, where are we at with this process? And as long as Senator Lankford and I are chairman and ranking member of this committee, we're going to do oversight on the plans that you present. This is not, you know, check a box for us. Mm-hmm. To us, this is absolutely critical in meeting a 21st century federal workforce and federal agencies fulfilling their missions. And so this is just our introductory, you know, what are you doing right now? You will see us over and over and over again.
In Washington, Nicole Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Be sure to check out Nicole's story at federalnewsradio.com.